Welcome to Scripture Verse by Verse. My name is Michael Moret. This is our 25th study in the book of Genesis. We are going verse by verse through the book of Genesis, and today we come to chapter 26, verse 26. And Father, we ask that you would add your blessings to the word that we are about to study. In Jesus' name, amen. It says, Then Abimelech came to him from Gerar, with Ahuzath, one of his friends, and Phicol, the commander of his army. After Isaac is settled at Beersheba, Abimelech, the king who kicked Isaac out of the area, pays him a visit. 27. And Isaac said to them, Why have you come to me, since you hate me and have sent me away from you? First they treat Isaac like dirt, and now they come around and act all friendly. Isaac wants to know why this sudden change. 28. But they said, We have certainly seen that the Lord is with you. So he said, Let there now be an oath between us, between you and us, and let us make a covenant with you. They wanted to be on Isaac's side, because they recognized that God was on Isaac's side. 29. That you will do us no harm, since we have not touched you, and since we have done nothing to you but good, and have sent you away in peace. You are now the blessed of the Lord. Isaac could have said, Abimelech, which history book are you reading from? You are rewriting history. You have only done good to me and have sent me away in peace? How about all those wells I dug and you filled in with dirt? How about all those wells I dug but you stole? How about you kicking me out of the land? Isaac could have said, You are a liar, Abimelech. 30. So he made them a feast and they ate and drank. Boy, that's Isaac for you. Nice guy. He let him get away with it again. Instead of bringing up the past and all the unfair treatment, Isaac makes them a feast. And you know, that's very biblical. Do not be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good, the Bible says. 31. Then they arose early in the morning and swore an oath with one another, and Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in peace. Isaac did not hold a grudge. He had experienced the forgiveness of God, and he knew it. And you know, if you've ever been forgiven by God, you don't need any other reason than that to forgive others. 32. And it came to pass the same day that Isaac's servants came and told him about the well which they had dug, and said to him, We have found water. And so on the very same day that Isaac showed grace to Abimelech, God showed grace to Isaac. Gave Isaac a nice well full of fresh water. The Bible says, Given it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. 33. So he called it Sheba. Therefore the name of the city is Beersheba to this day. It had been called Beersheba 100 years earlier in Abraham's time. But here the name was confirmed and it stuck. 34. When Esau was 40 years old, he took as wives Judith, the daughter of Beeri, the Hittite, and Basemath, the daughter of Elon, the Hittite. The two father-in-laws of Esau, Jacob's brother, were powerful Canaanite men. Neither of them knew the Lord. So we see that Esau is continuing to go the wrong way, spiritually speaking. He is marrying the wrong type of women, which is why verse 35 says what it does. And they were a grief of mind to Isaac and Rebekah. Abraham, you know, had been so careful not to take a wife for his son Isaac from among the morally depraved, idol-worshipping Canaanites. But Esau did not care what his grandfather Abraham or his father Isaac or what God wanted for that matter. He marries two Hittites who are among the most depraved of all the depraved Canaanites. Chapter 27, verse 1. Now it came to pass, when Isaac was old, and his eyes were so dim that he could not see, that he called Esau, his older son, and said to him, "My son." And he answered him, "Here I am." And Isaac was old. He was 137 years old at this time. 2. Then he said, "Behold now, I am old. I do not know the day of my death." Isaac thinks that he is close to death. Actually, he's going to live another 40 years. 3. Now therefore, please take your weapons, your quiver, and your bow, and go out to the field and hunt game for me. Remember, Isaac favored Esau because Esau was a good hunter. Esau knew how to cook wild game just the way his dad Isaac liked it, and that's why he liked him so much. 4. And make me savory food, such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul may bless you before I die. Excuse me. And the blessing that Isaac plans on giving Esau is the messianic blessing. It is the blessing or the promise that God gave to Abraham, and Abraham then passed on to Isaac. It is the promise that God wanted Isaac to pass on to his younger son, Jacob, not the spiritually dead Esau. 5. Now Rebekah was listening when Isaac spoke to Esau, his son. See, Rebekah knew God's will. She knew that Jacob was supposed to receive the blessing, the blessing Isaac plans on giving to Esau. So notice the last part of verse 5. And Esau went to the field to hunt game and to bring it. So Rebekah spoke to Jacob, her son, saying, "Indeed, I heard your father speak to Esau, your brother, saying." Rebekah spoke to her son, Jacob. That's what the Bible says. She spoke to her son, Jacob. She should have spoken to her husband, Isaac. She should have said, "Isaac, what you plan on doing is contrary to God's will, and you know it." She should have confronted her husband. But it says in verse 6, "So Rebekah spoke to Jacob, her son, saying, 'Indeed, I heard your father speak to Esau, your brother, saying, bring me game and make savory food for me, that I may eat it and bless you in the presence of the Lord before my death. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to what I command you.'" And normally, I would say, "Yes, Jacob, obey your mom. Obey your mother, because the Bible says, honor your father and your mother." Normally, I would say that, but not this time. Rebekah is telling her son to do something that is wrong. And so, her son, Jacob, needs to say, "No, mother, I won't do it. I won't obey you." 9. She says, "Go now to the flock and bring me from there two choice kids of the goats, and I will make savory food from them for your father, such as he loves. Then you shall take it to your father, that he may eat it, and that he may bless you before his death." And Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, "Look, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth-skinned man. Perhaps my father will feel me, and I shall seem to be a deceiver to him." Jacob doesn't want to seem to be a deceiver, as he puts it. Well, there's no seeming about it. If he goes through with this thing, he is a deceiver. He says in verse 12, "Perhaps my father will feel me, and I shall seem to be a deceiver to him, and I shall bring a curse on myself and not a blessing." Well, Jacob has that right. The Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy, "Cursed is anyone who leads a blind man astray." And his father can't see, and he plans on leading him astray. He's right. "You're going to be cursed, buddy, if you go through with this." Verse 13, "But his mother said to him, 'Let your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my voice and go get them for me.'" His mother says, "I will take the curse, Jacob, if you get caught." Well, that's a very generous offer. There's just one problem. No one can take the curse of someone else's sin. We suffer for the consequences of our sin. Jesus bore sin's ultimate curse, which is hell, for those who receive Him. But Jesus does not suffer the temporary consequences of our sin. The sinner pays for them himself. Jacob will pay if he goes through with this. 14. And he went and he got them, and brought them to his mother. And his mother made savory food, such as his father loved. Then Rebekah took the choice clothes of her elder son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them on Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids on the goats of his hand, or on the goats on his hands, and on the smooth part of his neck. Then she gave the savory food and the bread, which she had prepared, into the hand of her son Jacob. Rebekah and Jacob are going to use several things to deceive the father, Isaac. They will use taste, smell, and touch to deceive. You know, our senses are wonderful. They are a gift from God. But we should not make decisions based on our senses. It is important to measure everything by the Scriptures and pray before we go through with it. Our senses can be deceived. Verse 18. So he went to his father and said, "My father." And he said, "Here I am. Who are you, my son?" And Jacob said to his father. Well, let's just stop right there for a second. Jacob goes in, says, "My father." And he says, "Here I am. Who are you, my son?" That is a question that I don't think Jacob ever expected to be asked. He never expected his father to say, "Who are you, my son?" Now Jacob must decide if he will tell a blatant lie to his father, add that to his deception. See, Jacob can bail out of this scheme and avoid sin altogether. All he has to do is turn around and walk out that door. 19. Jacob said to his father, "I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done just as you told me. Please arise and sit and eat of my game, that your soul may bless me." Well, Jacob lied, and he now drags God's name into his sin also, which is even worse. He has just taken God's name in vain. Verse 21. Then Isaac said to Jacob, "Please come near, that I may feel you, my son, whether you are really my son Esau or not." And if I'm Jacob, I am sweating, and I am shaking. Isaac was not sure if this person was really Esau, and he was right. 22. So Jacob went near to Isaac, his father, and he felt him and said, "The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands," excuse me, "are the hands of Esau." And I'm not excusing the sin of Jacob, but Isaac would not be confused if he wouldn't be trying to thwart the will of God in the first place. God is not the author of confusion. Verse 23. And he did not recognize him because his hands were hairy, like his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. The voice was Jacob's. That was bad. But the hands were hairy like Esau's. That was good. Now, many things can alter a person's voice temporarily. But there's no way that Jacob could grow hair that quickly. So Isaac weighs the evidence, and he begins to take Jacob's bait. But he doesn't swallow the hook. Not quite yet. Verse 24. Then he said, "Are you really my son Esau?" See, Isaac just can't get over the voice sounding like Jacob. He says, "Are you really my son Esau?" He said, "I am." Oh, what a fool to lie again. Verse 25. He said, "Bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's game, so that my soul may bless you." So he brought it near to him, and he ate, and he brought him wine, and he drank. Well, Isaac seems to be satisfied that it is Esau. So after eating his favorite food, he feels good, and he appears ready to give the blessing. Almost, that is. 26. Then his father, Isaac, said to him, "Come near now, and kiss me, my son." Now, I don't know why he wanted to kiss his son. It may have been because he liked Esau so much. It may have been because he liked the food. But it may have been because he was not 100% convinced that this was still, or that this was really Esau. 27. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelt the smell of his clothing and blessed him and said, "Surely the smell of my son is like the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed." Isaac's sense of touch told him it was Esau. Isaac's sense of hearing told him it was Jacob. So Isaac decides that he will do a 2 out of 3 type thing. His sense of smell would be the final judge. You know, Jacob always smelled like sheep. Esau smelled like the outdoors. And since Jacob was wearing Esau's clothes, Isaac swallowed the deception, hook and all this time. 28. Therefore, may God give you of the dew of the heavens, of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain and wine. Let peoples serve you, and nations bow down to you. Be master over your brethren, and let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you, and blessed be those who bless you. Isaac does the unthinkable. He believes that he is close to death, and yet in his mind he is willfully disobeying God by giving the messianic blessing to Esau, he thinks, when he knows that it was God's will for his younger son Jacob to receive that. Well, we'll pick up our study next time in verse 30. Until then, so long, everyone.